In WA, residents in several remote communities are watching their houses being demolished and being expected to up sticks and move to larger nearby towns. Henry Wilson takes us to the small community of Ningamia near Kalgoorlie.
The small WA community of Ningamia is in a high state of stress right now as community houses are being demolished and residents are asked to move on to larger nearby communities.
Well, I can see what's happening. Well, they've been knocking down houses and they say they've been coming and talking to us, but none of them ever came and talked to the community.
Jeffrey Stokes is pastor at Ningamia. He's not buying the government reason that the houses are substandard and need to be demolished.
Number one, the organisation that they have working there has just been collecting money and not doing any maintenance. And they let that build up and they didn't. Then they waited for the community to go up and down with housing and maintenance and all the rest of it. And now they're saying that the community is unfit to live in, and that's a... They caused that by not doing renovations at Ningamia.
Jerry Giordatos is a Western Australia-based lawyer and journalist who's been following the issue.
There's been a long-standing debacle of attrition by West Australian governments, one after another, to degrade many homeland communities, First Nations communities. It's attrition. And even if they're not trying to close them down, they're trying to wipe them down by infrastructure starving them. But in some cases, such as the Ningamia outpost at Kalgoorlie, such as Kunana community, which has been wiped out in the outskirts, not far from Kalgoorlie, and Umbulgari in the Kimberley, which was bulldozed, 65 households. There are communities such as Umbulgari, such as Ningamia, that are being demolished.
How are the communities such as Ningamia coping with the fact that the government are wanting to bulldoze and replace their communities?
Kalgoorlie must be understood that it has a high homelessness quotient of its First Nations people, who are 3,000 and 32,000 population. Nearly a quarter are in some form of homelessness, and many are on the waiting lists. So I don't want to see, and they don't want to see, themselves made homeless, houseless, and not finish up public housing. But some just don't want to leave. Some have made Ningamia their home, and there's a long history of people coming in off the land and staying at Ningamia, and what's to happen to them is the question that we're all asking.
Look, they're knocking down, they came and knocked down three houses during this winter when people could have been living in there, and we have problems on the street with Aboriginal people living on the streets. And they haven't set up anything in Kalgoorlie for our people to move to if they're closing up Ningamia. Where do they want our people to go on their streets? Look, but I got a house here. I got a house here, but I'm willing to get out on the street there and go sleep on the council doorstep until they sort out the living arrangements in Kalgoorlie for our people.
Pastor Jeffrey Stokes believes that mining ambitions are the real reason they are being moved on.
Mining companies paid them out to get rid of the communities.
Paul Isaacson is Assistant Director of Strategy and Transformation at the WA Department of Communities. He denies the move is about mining.
The policy we're looking to implement applies across the state, and it's about the quality of housing and other infrastructure available to residents. It's completely unrelated to any mining activity in or near any of the reserves.
It's an Aboriginal reserve. Our people lived there for thousands of years. Their houses, the government and the organisation that collect the rents didn't do any maintenance on it, so that's why. Don't blame the people.
What are the government offering as an alternative?
There's two choices. Down the street there or die. Genocide, I have to say that right now. That's what they want to do.
That report from The Wire's Henry Wilson.